Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Faithful God. Blow your wildest then, O gale, on my bark, so small and frail, my anchor holds. Despite the storm, despite the trouble, despite the circumstance, my anchor holds. Praise his name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hymn number 19 in the camp hymnal. 19.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let's lose ourselves in the wonder of who Jesus is. Love and praise Him. Glorify His name tonight. He is worthy. Lord Jesus, You're precious. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, we adore You. We magnify You, Lord. Wonderful Savior, Jesus. Glory to Your name. Glory to Your name. Worthy. Hallelujah. Hymns can be used for a great foundation for praise. Sometimes, if you can keep it in front of you, our sister was telling us this evening at dinner that during her time with the Lord each day, she'll open the hymnal and read through the hymnal a couple of songs and make that part of her time of worship. And these are good foundations for us to maybe sometimes keep in front of us, if not in your own time. If you don't own a hymnal, you should. Don't steal it from your church. But they can get them for you if you ask. Or you can, you know, find them all over the place. And people look for devotional books, and they every year try to get a new one and maybe go, you know, through the year. Great devotional books, the hymnal. When you read through some of this, and then it gives foundation. So we sit and say, well, what do I have to thank the Lord for? And maybe our minds are just too forgetful or too small, and then we sing a song like this, and when you're done singing it, revisit it. So in our times of reflection and praise and prayer, and maybe later, sometimes it's good to kneel with an open hymnal. I'm not saying here necessarily, but love divine, all love excelling. Well, there's something to praise God about. You can spend a little bit of time there. Joy of heaven to earth come down. Now, there's the whole doctrine that Paul has been dealing with in Colossians, right? The incarnate God come in the flesh, plenty to worship there. Faithful God, compassionate God, loving God, pure unbounded love, saving God, and then in the midst of all of that, there's deliverance and life-giving God, an abiding, dwelling God. Nevermore thy temples leave, and prayers. Breathe, O breathe thy loving spirit into every trembling breast. We've got worship. We've got prayers. And so, if your mind is wandering, and you know, a lot happened today, and you're kind of here and there, or you're thinking about tomorrow, or somebody texted or called you before the meeting, and now your mind's somewhere else on some other event, and you're distracted, and you're trying to, how do I get back where I need to be so I can worship and praise and pray and dwell in His presence? Singing hymns and songs and choruses in our services are not meant to fill time. It's meant to draw us into worship and focus and adoration and introspection. And please don't just sing the song, put it aside, and now your mind's blank again. Let's, as we sing, and make this maybe part of your habit as you walk with the Lord throughout your life, dwell on some of this and get it in your heart. Maybe there's something that just kind of jumps out at you. Take that and walk with that and live with that and pray with that. These are important moments that we spend together in singing. And so don't just discount it or get through the song and wait for the next thing. But there's just some wonderful, marvelous things in here that help us to fix our eyes on the Lord. And so let's do that. Let's just worship Him for His goodness, His love, His faithfulness, His mercy, His indwelling. Lord, we praise You. You are faithful, God. We adore You. We magnify You, Lord. Come to us tonight by Your Spirit, Lord. Indwell us. Dear Jesus, pour out Your Spirit upon Your people tonight. Dear Jesus, fill every longing heart, every thirsty soul. Lord, come to us, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, we love You. Jesus, we magnify You. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Spirit of us, God. Lord Jesus, fill us with perfect heart. Fill us with fullness, O God. Come, Lord, fill Your temples tonight. Fill Your temples tonight with Your presence, with Your glory. Oh, God. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh God, dear God.
Teaching we get in our meetings, but like you just heard from our brother John, so obviously he went through some of the same problems that we young people go through, right? We young people. But Brother Gordon used to teach us to pray like that with a hymn book, with Gordon Gardner, and I've never heard anyone say it since, Brother John. But it's a wonderful way, thank God. And I heard something recently that helped me too. You know how Brother John also mentioned how our minds may wander? And I read recently, and it helped me too. You know, older people's minds wander too. And this minister, I think it was on the radio, he said, if your mind wanders and you catch it, wherever you were, pray for that situation. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about a person, your mind wandered to a person. Stop yourself and say, Lord, bless that person. Mm-hmm. Bring yourself back. Mm-hmm. Pray. And that helped me. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful for practical teaching that we get here at camp. And for the teaching that you young people give us, too, when you testify. There's such a blessing, a richness, when we get the perspective of young people at different ages. And so I've been blessed by these testimonies. And so keep it up. Amen. You're blessing us. Amen.
Love of God, so rich in You, Lord, so measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Oh, love of God. Oh,
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Think we have a song tonight?
Take the world, but give me Jesus. All its joys are but a name, but his love abideth ever, through eternal years the same. Oh, the height and depth of mercy, oh, the length and breadth of love, oh, the fullness of redemption, pledge of endless life above. Take the world, but give me Jesus, sweetest comfort of my soul. With my Savior watching o'er me, I can sing though billows roll. Know the height and depth of mercy, oh, the length and breadth of love, oh, the fullness of redemption, pledge of endless life above. Take the world, but give me Jesus. Let me view his constant smile. Then throughout my pilgrim journey, light will cheer me all the while. Take the world, but give me Jesus. In his cross my trust shall be, till with clearer, brighter vision, face to face my Lord I see. Know the height and depth of mercy, oh, the length and breadth of love, know the fullness of redemption, pledge of endless life above.